Paul C. Mason, accountant. March 17, 1910. Paul C. Mason, dear brother. I desire some gifts made and changes in the wages of my helpers. You will accordingly note the following instructions. Robinson. I have given him the tract of land just west of the land of the Sanitarium Food Company, extending to the ditch between this tract and the prune orchard. It is bounded on the north and east by our private driveways, on the south by the county road around Glass Mountain, and on the west by ditch mentioned above. Please give Dorres a contract for a deed to this land, and as soon as it can be surveyed, draw up deed for him. Pass credit to the account of Robinson on the books for $200, and charge to my personal account. For all work done for me after January 1, 1910, by Robinson, pay him at the rate of $14 a week. Iram James. On and after January 1, 1910, credit Brother James's time at the rate of $14.40 per week. Credit Brother James's account $200, and charge to my personal account. Clarence C. Chrysler. Credit Brother Chrysler's account $200, and charge to my personal account. Wilfred Workman. Credit Brother Workman's account $200, and charge to my personal account. Helen Graham. On and after January 1, 1910, pay Miss Graham at the rate of 20 cents per hour. Sincerely yours.